26. The firm.
Diz! A little help would be nice!
I screamed at my bodyguard. The same bodyguard I'd suddenly decided was grossly overpaid based on services rendered.
My job is to make sure you don't die. I'm not here to make this easier on you, came her matter-of-fact reply.
She seemed very nonplussed as she continued to polish her rapier without so much as looking up at the fight. She had a point, though. Rowan had two stipulations for this dungeon run I'd agreed to. First, that I didn't take any of Nick's flash grenades with me. He said I would become overly reliant on them. Second, for much the same reason, was that Dez was only there to bail me out of a life-or-death situation. At that moment, Dez and I were having a minor disagreement about what constituted life or death. I was at a quarter health after being blindsided by a patrol of orcs while I was sneaking up on a sentry. So far, all I had seen were orcs of the nameless grunt variety. None of those who had shown up were at the level of the big ugly bastard we'd fought in the mines. The situation was doubly embarrassing because it was literally the beginning of the dungeon. I ran across the sentry guarding a door after entering the dungeon proper and hoped to keep my presence masked for as long as possible. That meant I was in my thief job doing my best to survive with Boldsbane and Gnomesgain.
Hey, boss, didn't Rowan say something about changing jobs to fit the situation? Seems like thief is a bad fit here, unless this is Operation Get Your Ass Kicked and no one told me.
Dez chimed in as I dodged another blow. God damn it, she was right. She was being an asshole about it, but she was right. Rowan had warned me about getting stuck using the wrong job because it was the one I already had equipped. Of course, I got hit with tunnel vision on my first outing into a dungeon. Thief could dodge okay and was great at stealth, but we were beyond sneaking. I needed to survive long enough to get back to sneaking, sure, but that meant killing the orcs in front of me. I leaped backwards to dodge the overhead strike coming from the axe-wielding orc of the group and gave the mental command that would switch between jobs. The orcs now found themselves facing jack-all-trades, novice ranger. Okay, so the title needed work, but the defenses were what mattered. These orcs hit like trucks, but they lacked the speed and finesse of someone like Rowan or Destreza. I was suddenly almost ready to close my eyes mid-battle just to make it interesting because of how ludicrously slow their attacks were. Of course, I didn't because I had learned some sort of humility in the first half of the fight. I'd also gotten the hang of combining parry and dodge by knocking attacks slightly off course and stepping the rest of the way out of the path of the incoming attack. It allowed each movement to use minimal energy. It also came down to something Rowan called economy of movement. It only took about 45 seconds for one to screw up badly enough that he got ran through by my longsword. In his frustration, he had attempted a blind thrust with his Vihander. Using both longsword and main gauche combined with a sidestep to my left, I ensured his momentum pulled him forward. With his center of gravity off and his momentum still carrying him forward, I thrust towards his belly with my sword and his weight finished the job. You have slain Orc Soldier. As the first orc fell, I caught movement out of the corner of my eye. I was about to fire at it with a crossbow until I realized it was a fox chasing some bugs in a side tunnel. Rowan had said that there would likely be some animals like that inside the dungeon. It's how they existed as a sort of self-contained ecosystem. Orcs need to eat too, lad, was his response earlier in the day when I'd asked why the fuck mundane animals would spawn in a dungeon. Seeing one of their brethren fall, the remaining orcs took the time to reassess their opponent. They said something to each other in their native tongue before the sentry turned to run. I wasn't sure where he was headed, but my gamer senses said it was to warn others, so I did the smartest thing I could think of. I shot him in the ass with two crossbow bolts. This was my first time trying a called shot. Normally, when aiming, the game helped auto-aim based on your skill towards center mass. If you wanted to hit somewhere else, though, the game could sense your intent well enough to allow you to aim for that specific spot. Unfortunately, this was at a penalty to your hit chance, since it was harder to hit a target in a particular body part than it was to hit them in the middle of their torso.
Now that that's explained, when I say I shot him in the ass, I mean it in the absolute most literal sense of the phrase. I was attempting to hit his legs in an attempt to hamstring him, but I accidentally aimed too high and hit his ass cheeks with a bolt each. It still worked out because he got two steps before he fell with a yelp and attempted to pull out the bolts. While his friends turned to see the source of the pained yelling, I took the distraction as an opportunity to pick off one more with a sword through the throat. When the remaining two turned to see what this noise was about, I was already running towards the sentry. He had just gotten the second bolt out and was beginning to push himself up with his hands when he looked up and was staring directly into the business end of both arm crossbows. "You have slain Orc Sentry." Now it was 2-1, and I liked those odds a lot better. Still, when they came after me, I opted not to take any chances and planned to end things quickly. The first swung a beaten bastard sword my way, which I was able to block with my longsword. Following up with a hard push with the main gauche, his sword was left hanging lamely at his side. It did him no good when I ran my sword into his stomach and sent him to the floor. Just as I was preparing to finish him, his friend came charging at me and forced me to engage him rather than finish the other foe. I got lucky on the parry and disarmed him, but he responded by just bear-hugging me, trying to squeeze me to death. He would have succeeded if my forearms had gotten pinned. Since they didn't, the hugger got 6 arrows directly into the mass of vital organs that was his torso. "You have slain Orc Soldier. You have slain Orc Soldier." After receiving the second notification, I looked over to see that the first orc had bled out while the other orc tried hug therapy on me. I was thankful for that. If he hadn't, I'd have had to waste more bolts or get dirty for the execution. Knowing I was safe for now gave me a chance to look at other notifications. It looked like the XP was split between the two jobs, since I'd used both for the fight. Each got 1,000 XP, and that was enough for both to jump to level 5. My stats for each class improved, and I got my usual 5 points per level. I decided to play into strengths with Thief and put all 20 points into agility. With Ranger, I decided to play strength and put all 20 points into strength. Yes, I was very clever. "First encounter is success," I said, as I mustered a little false bravado for Dez. She didn't buy a bit of it.
"Oh my, the brave hero Jack Altrace has slaughtered 5 level 8 monsters with only a 19 level advantage. How strong and powerful he must be," she said, rolling her eyes the entire time somehow. "Please, show poor little Distrezza how you could be so strong."
Her eye roll stopped and turned into a malicious grin full of knowing. What did she know? That's easy. She knew she could kick my ass up and down this old musty hallway in-game or in real life, since she was a champion fencer and martial arts enthusiast there, too. I'm not gonna lie, Dez. I'd almost pay good money to see it in person, if that's how you treat the boys in your fencing club, like you've said before. Her stance relaxed just a little bit and her smile became much more amicable.
"Does that mean I get a raise?"
she said with an almost innocent look in her eyes, but I knew better. Deep down, Dez was someone that could kill. I mean, honest to God, take a life if she needed to. I think a part of me saw it that first day, and it's why I basically threw money at her to get her on my side. "Absolutely not, Dez. In fact, after this dungeon, there might be some pay cuts," I said, faking the indignation. "Also, you really don't have to use the spiteful and violent persona around me, Dez." She softened a little more after that.
"I know, boss. I have to keep the act up, though, or I might get rusty. You know, like you have after spending all your time on arts and crafts," she said with a wink as she walked through the doorway.
As I was about to follow her out, I heard a voice behind me.
"Excuse me, are you by any chance Jack Altrades?"
The voice was soft and kind, which was completely out of place in this dungeon. I turned to see who was addressing me, but saw no one. The fox was still chasing vermin around in the halls, but other than that and the corpses, I was very much alone. "I am Jack Altrades, but I have no clue who's asking. It's rude to ask questions while you're hiding, you know," I said as confidently as I could, given the circumstances. The fox seemed startled by the sudden noise and stared at me before scooping up some sort of bug and devouring it.
Do you not know who I am, Jack? You believe me a threat at worst, an inconvenience at best, but I am none of those things. Think of all that has recently happened to you, and you'll understand why I'm here, came the voice.
I spun around again, but there was nothing there. The fox came into the chamber I was in and started sniffing for more bugs. It dawned on me suddenly that the voice didn't come from behind me. It came from inside my head. It was communicating like Alfred did. I thought back to the last few days, trying to remember what had happened that would be a clue, and then it hit me out of nowhere. You're my animal companion, aren't you? I thought towards the voice in my head. Then I turned and looked at the fox and said out loud, And you've been keeping tabs on me, waiting for me to be alone? The fox regarded me with a head cocked sideways before letting out an excited yip and beginning to transform. It took on an eerie glow as it started growing. Its fur changed from its common brownish orange to a beautiful and pure white. By the time it was done growing, it was roughly 5 times the size of a normal fox and covered in a thick coat of fur that looked like snow.
That's right, Jack, the fox replied finally. Obviously, I am not a regular fox. I assume you gathered that, though. Much like you, I am something more. How should I put it? Adaptable.
Is that so? I asked. What exactly would that be? And what should I call you?
My new companion gave his most welcoming smile and replied, I am a kitsune, and you may call me Zen.